Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily news wrap for Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. Let's dive into the significant happenings in Australia's financial sector. To start, Vanguard's recent research reveals Australia is on the brink of a financial evolution. Currently, 23% of household financial assets are tied up in low-yield cash and deposits. A slight move, redirecting only 10% of these savings, could inject an estimated $185 billion into capital markets. The research suggests the integration of advice into financial products and utilizing digital platforms as solutions to bolster Australian trust in financial services, currently resting at a lackluster 52%. A joint effort with policymakers could elevate regulatory frameworks, spurring market engagement, and harness the untapped potential of Australian savings. Shifting gears, operational issues at CBUS, the superannuation fund, have come to the forefront. The CBUS CEO, Christian Falk, addressed these matters at the investment magazine Insurance and Super Summit. Amid grave concerns over mishandling death benefits and total permanent disability, or TPD claims, Falk assured the public that measures were being taken to correct these failures. Notwithstanding their commitment to compensating impacted members, they strive to acknowledge the non-financial effects experienced by these families. A partnership with MUFG is instrumental in these operational overhauls, which includes embracing digitization for streamlined operations. Meanwhile, the call to extend the Australian Tax Office, or ATO's, vulnerability framework to include self-managed superannuation fund trustees grows stronger, argues Australia's Chartered Accountants ANZ. The group urges the ATO to recognize tax agents and advisors as critical allies in assisting vulnerable taxpayers. Their stand is clear: expand the scope of vulnerable taxpayers to envelope small businesses and SMSFs, a category often overlooked but holding significant economic weight. Finally, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, commonly known as ASIC, declares a significant investigation into the debt management and credit repair sector. The watchdog cites a surge in consumer vulnerability due to questionable practices in some firms. Alan Kirkland, commissioner of ASIC, notes the fear that unfair credit activities could further darken financial hardships for consumers. As a result, the industry is under close surveillance with legal measures already fashioned against firms like Bakken Holdings and Chapter 2 Holdings Pty Ltd. ASIC's findings, due in the following year, promise deep insight into industry activities and potential enforcement actions. That's your daily financial news update. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.